Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, January 24th, 2014. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. New this week in theaters, you can see I, Frankenstein, but according to the reviews, you shouldn't. Gimme Shelter, The Knights of Badassdom, Gloria, and other movies are also in limited release. New this week are... what else we got? Oh, we scrolled down too much. So we're doing this out of order. This is clearly the high mark of professionalism. Tops at the box office last week. Ride Along was number one with $41.5 million. Lone Survivor, $22.1 million. Spoiler alert in that title. The Nut Job, $19.4 million. Jack Ryan Shadow Recruit, $15.5 million. And Frozen, rounded out the top five, $11.8 million. In the news, Star Wars rumors continue to go into overdrive now that J.J. Abrams has confirmed the Episode 7 script is basically finished. Now we're hearing rumors of a Pixar Han Solo movie, which seems like a good idea, and a bunch of other nonsense. The Fantastic Four script is also said to be done. Michael B. Jordan's Human Torch is said to be the center of the script, which sounds like a solid idea. Quentin Tarantino's script for The Hateful Eight, a Western, got leaked, so he's shelving the movie and releasing the script as a book, or you may find it online somewhere. NBC is prepping a new Cosby show, or at least a new show starring Bill Cosby. The new Saturday Night Live Weekend Update anchor is Colin Jost. I haven't heard of him either, but he's the head writer of Saturday Night Live right now, so tradition dictates that's what he should be doing. On sale, Entertainment Earth. Statues are on sale. Lots of statues. All in-stock statues are buy one, get another 40% off. Also, don't forget, if you order one statue, or other items entirely, spend $75 on in-stock merchandise, and your shipping in the U.S. will be free. In toy news, word on the street has it that Star Wars Mission Series will continue with a Bespin Luke and Darth Vader 2-pack, as well as a General Grievous and Obi-Wan Kenobi 2-pack. That's the good news. The bad news is that Obi-Wan Kenobi and Darth Vader are figures I've already bought, because they're repacks of previous Saga Legends and Mission Series figure, unfortunately. The New York Times has previewed the Transformers Movie 4 packaging for Age of Extinction, and it's pretty nice. It's a striking red and white box. They look like they'll fly off the shelves. Also, an online retailer briefly had a fifth panel window box item with some gorgeous artwork for a couple minutes this week, but you can't get it now, so I'm not going to talk about it. New pre-orders include Kill Bill Minimates, 10th Anniversary House of Blue Leaves minifigures, Sin City Marv Hartigan and Nancy Select figures from Diamond Select Toys, a Marvel Select Elektra figure, and Amazing Spider-Man 2 Marvel Select Spider-Man figure. You can pre-order those from us right now. We also recently received at Entertainment Earth a restock of the Big Bang Theory Sheldon with vintage Batman t-shirt action figure, and the DC Total Hero Superman 6-inch action figure from Mattel. This is a new scale of figures. I believe I read they were sculpted by the Four Horsemen as well. They're a little bit more stylized, mostly just main characters. Seems to be basically molded off the same buck, and they're a lot cheaper. I have not seen one in person other than prototypes, but I'm eager to see what they look like up close as the final product. They're in a warehouse in Los Angeles. I'm in an underground bunker in Arizona, so I can't just go out and look, even though they're in stock. But anyway, that's all I got this week. Thanks for listening. I will see you guys next time. Have a great weekend, and I'd say go check out a movie. Maybe you don't want to do that. See you next time. Oh, and follow us on Twitter and Facebook.